This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Fourth and two, appreciate Coach for trusting us. Really had a play for man. Could have checked out of it, you know, but they held a pretty good man look. They dropped out into zone. Again, just trying to create and keep the play alive. There was a crease and just trusted the feet. Yeah, it's a man concept where Khalil, you know, if there's a man on the left side, we fly the back, try to create some eye candy, if you will, run him through the line. It's just like a mesh play. And again, they went zone, so just made a play. Anytime you give the ball back to Pat and that offense, you know, down six with the game on the line, I'll tell you what, they like their odds in that situation. So wanting to get six or seven to try to make it a two-score game, and, you know, our defense bowed up there at the end, and a heck of a play by TB.
Bills get the win yesterday in Orchard Park, but it feels almost like an inevitability that these two teams will meet again in the postseason. We welcome in from our Odyssey Sports sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, Jay Binkley. Jay, I wanted to bump with that Allen cut, because he's kind of explaining what he's seeing there on that winning touchdown play. And I'm curious, if there's a player who has seen as much of Steve Spagnuolo's defense as Josh Allen has, I'd like to know who that is, because it seems to me, and you can maybe tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me like he's starting to figure out what exactly is getting thrown at him over the course of a game with Spags.
Well, yeah, he has. And, you know, credit Josh Allen to make the adjustment. I'm sure the Chiefs will make the adjustment next time, and it'll be, you know, effable spies on the outside trying to stop what Josh Allen does. I thought that, you know, when they got that third and nine, did you guys think that third and nine was one of the biggest plays in the game, too? Because I know it didn't get talked about much, but that third and nine to me was huge.
Jay,
did you remember that play, third and nine on that drive?
It was massive. Yeah.
Yeah, that was big. The fourth to two, of course, was huge. But, yeah, I mean, those were great plays. You know, I'll credit Sean McDermott for making a great call. You know, fourth and two, a lot of teams kick a field goal. Chiefs would go ahead, and we've all seen what happens in that situation. But if you want to beat the Chiefs, that's how you do it. And that's what the Bills did. I credit Sean McDermott. Bad job by him challenging a play earlier and wasting a timeout that they probably needed down the stretch. But that was a great call.
Well, Jay, now the race for the one seed is fully on, and I'm pulling up the Chiefs schedule. Now, we know the Bills have, well, we think it's a tough schedule, but then if I frame it this way, hey, the Bills have only one team with a winning record left on the schedule. That's Detroit. All right, the Panthers, you're going to win that by how many points? The Raiders, you better win. But of these last five games, home against the Chargers, at Cleveland, Houston at home, Christmas Day against the Steelers, at Denver, Jay, how would you assess the race for the number one seed in the AFC?
Well, I think at max, the Chiefs have three losses. I think at max, 14-3. So, I mean, it's got to be three losses. That's why that game was so big, because of that tiebreaker situation. But, you know, the Bills, you know, the Chiefs are sitting here looking at the Panthers this week. I mean, that is a great consolation prize for losing that game, getting the Panthers. But, you know, with San Francisco and Detroit and the Rams, you know, those are tougher games. So, You know, the Bills have two games to play with, in my opinion, because I think the Chiefs, maximum, could have three losses. Could very easily be just two losses on the season. But if they have three, that means Buffalo can only have two. And if they have two, the Chiefs are in the one seed.
Jay, I think that there might be an issue here brewing with the Chiefs, and I'm sure you've seen a lot, but I don't think a lot of people are talking about the offensive tackle play, which in this game led to some sacks, led to some pressures, made the Bills' defensive line look better than they've looked in a lot of games this year. Talk a little bit about Mahomes' protection and how it might be a liability down the stretch here, and will it improve down the stretch?
It's been really bad, and I felt it was bad at times last year, too. I don't think Mahomes got the credit he deserves dealing with that kind of offensive line with a quarterback and sit back there. But he wins the Super Bowl and loses six games with that offensive line. But it's bad. And the last 2 weeks, it's been really bad. And this week on the inactives, you saw Kingsley Suamatia on the inactives. That's Chiefs' second-round pick. Kingsley was the starter for the Chiefs that had won the job to start the season. And then he was replaced by Wanye Morris. Again, a guy that played a lot of right tackle at Oklahoma. He's been banged up a little bit, too. They don't have a lot. And so people say, the Chiefs going to call back Donovan Smith. I mean, there's not a lot of options. They could call him back, but that is an incredible weakness. Now, they could slide Joe Tooney from guard out to tackle. You know, he's an all-pro guy. I know that people have talked about the Chiefs. Could they do that? Andy Reid doesn't like to do that as much. I always caution people that want that, which there are a lot of people who want it because his arms are shorter. I know it's a silly thing, but Andy Reid's, you know, he's 2 inches shorter than what Andy Reid prefers at offensive tackle. So I don't see that. Plus that continuity, the inside zone runs the Chiefs do between the two guards and the center. But it's a major liability. It's a huge thing for the Kansas City Chiefs. It was worse than that Denver game. Wanye played better in the Bills game, but it still wasn't good. But, yeah, I mean, their second-round tackle that they had starting at the beginning of the year was inactive for the first time against the Bills, a healthy scratch. And it's always bad when you're a healthy scratch. There was a starter at the beginning of the year. So, yeah, that's a major concern.
Yeah, Jay Binkley, who is joining us, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Jay, which team was hurt more yesterday by not having the players? The Bills were able to overcome not having Kincaid, not having Keon Coleman, not having right tackle Spencer Brown. But I'm just wondering the next time around how this will look different with Isaiah Pacheco perhaps in the lineup.
Well, I think it would look different. I mean, you're talking about the number one and the number two receiver and the number one running back on this team not playing. That's a lot of talent. I mean, don't forget, Hollywood Brown came in here, and this was going to be – he's got the speed of Xavier Worthy. Not quite as low as that, but it's very similar, speed on the outside. And he gets hurt in preseason game one against Jacksonville. He could actually come back this year having Hollywood Brown back. Doesn't look like Rashee Rice will be back for this team. But when you lose a guy like Rashee Rice that was off to a great season, parlaying what he did last year, and you lose Hollywood Brown, so your top two receivers get hurt, and then you lose, they've lost two tight ends, too. They lose their fourth-round draft pick that was a tight end as well, so they've lost him. And when they lose Isaiah Pacheco, looks like they're going to give him back. And Charles Omeniu, that's a great pass rusher, as we know, but he tore his ACL last year, had seven sacks last year. He's probably coming back this week. So either this week or next week, they're getting him back. So the Chiefs are banged up all across the board. And, of course, Harrison Butker, Mr. Automatic for the Kansas City Chiefs, hurt as well in that game. So Chiefs, I think, had more injuries than the Buffalo Bills.
I actually wanted to talk to you a little bit, not necessarily about the injuries, but some of the guys that are having to step up in with these injuries. And I look at the Chiefs offensively and almost feel like they have too many weapons and that Andy Reid and Mahomes, to an extent, haven't really done a great job of using of finding somebody that they can trust consistently. We see it from time to time. And against Denver, it was Kelce, it was Hunt. They had 15 catches between them. They had a combined 2 catches for 8 yards against the Bills, Jay. So what about this offense here with these weapons that are stepping in? Is it just a matter of Pacheco getting back and Kelce, you know, getting open? Did the Bills' defense just have a better defensive game plan than they've ever had against Travis Kelce? Because it felt like there, you know, in a game where Mahomes completed 11 passes to different receivers, including an eligible lineman, nobody raised their hand as like the person that Mahomes can trust consistently.
Well, first of all, a lot of credit to the Bills' defense. The bracket coverage they had on Travis Kelce, they had a great game plan. against Travis Kelce in this game. It was a brilliant game plan. It was the best game plan they've had against him before. But it was about somebody else stepping up. D-Hop, you know, I mean, D-Hop's understanding the playbook and getting there, but he's still, you know, not there like someone that's been here all year with the playbook. But no, I don't think it's a case of not having too many weapons. I think it's a case of not having enough weapons. And I think to get to a point where, you know, he spreads the ball around, but you wait for somebody else to step up. Well, if Travis Kelce's getting bracketed, he used to have Rashee Rice. That was a dependable guy, but he's hurt now, so he can't go to him. Xavier Worthy, I think they got a better game than Xavier Worthy that they've gotten all year from him. I know he had 5 touchdowns coming in, 3 through the year and 2 on the ground. So don't at me on Twitter saying he's only got 3. He's got 5 because he's got 2 rushing as well. But he would have had 100 yards. But the problem is they didn't connect. And he should have drugged 2 feet in. Even Andy Reid said at the Davis press conference, he's got to drag 2 feet in. He drags those 2 feet in. He's got his first 100-yard game in the NFL. That is stepping up that you want to see. They'll get more and more from DeAndre Hopkins as the season goes on. They'll get more and more for him. But I don't think it's a case of having too many weapons. Chiefs relied heavily on Kelce. He led the NFL in catches and yards the previous 3 weeks before that Bills game. So he had kind of turned that corner. And he was 4th in the NFL in receptions before that game. He slipped a little bit since then. He was 4th in the NFL in receptions before that game. But credit the Bills for that bracket coverage. But nobody else, you know, stepped up into the role, except for Noah Gray. I think you can say Noah Gray stepped up with the 2 touchdowns, the tight end number 2. If they're going to spend so much attention on Kelce, that someone else had to step up. And I felt that he did in that game. But, you know, a couple things, guys. Streaks, you know, I know a lot of people may not be talking about it there, but Patrick Mahomes only had 4 games in his career that he lost by more than 1 score. He lost by more than 1 score yesterday. So that's only the 5th time in his career that he's lost by more than 1 score. And 2 of those are against the Buffalo Bills. And then also the Chiefs have gone 30 straight games holding opponents to 28 points or less. That streak ended as well. So 2 big streaks stopped yesterday in Buffalo.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay, you know, you and I were having some fun texting one another, and you know, when the Bills won, I just said, "Hey, see y'all in January there, yeah, or whatever it is." And I think that's what, you know, you would like, I would like, a lot of people would like. But football is, you know, it's strange, unusual things happen. Who might be the team that could perhaps disrupt this in the AFC? Because I would have thought Baltimore, but it looks like, hey, they got some issues here right now.
Yeah, they do, and hopefully nationally they start seeing that. I mean, we're talking about the 32nd ranked pass defense, the 26th ranked team of points against. This is not the same. This is not your daddy's Baltimore Ravens, and they're not. And they lose yesterday, you know, to a Russell Wilson. I think Pittsburgh's is way inflated by that record for how good they actually are. But I think the one team that could have made a difference is the Bengals. And I think the Bengals slipping to the Chargers and not being in the postseason is good for a lot of teams. And that's the Bills, and that's the Chiefs, not to have to worry about the Bengals. I totally think the Bills and Chiefs are on a collision course. They're going to meet in the AFC title game. Those are the two best teams in the AFC. And Josh Allen, he's the obvious MVP at this point, but I think it's those two teams. I mean, you would think Baltimore would be the only team if they kind of put things together and change how they have been doing things defensively, but they didn't make that move for defensive back like I thought they would have. I thought they were the ones that should end up with Marshon Lattimore, but didn't do it. They decided they had wide receiver. That's not what they needed. Got to know who and what your team is, and they didn't.
What do you think about the NFC as well? I mean, if we're allowed to just kind of dream and think about what these scenarios could, how they could play out, Jay, is it Detroit, Philly, and the rest of the field? Or is there a team on the NFC that you think of in the postseason to be like, well, if the Chiefs or the Bills were to meet that team in the Super Bowl, that would be a problem?
I think the Chiefs or the Bills will meet the Detroit Lions. I think that's where it's headed. Philadelphia, I think, but Philadelphia is one of those teams, you know, they got off to a great start last year. What were they, 9-1 before they hit that collapse? But they, you know, they've showed that capability. They can collapse, and you know, I don't expect it. They're playing good football now, but again, caution people about getting, you know, too caught up with what happens now. Remember last year at this time, Chiefs were a bad team. You know, they were beat by the Raiders at home on Christmas Day. That's their last loss, Christmas Day. That's another streak, 15 straight wins the Chiefs had that ended yesterday in Buffalo. But they had such a bad game against the Raiders, people were even counting them out nationally, even making the playoffs. But they were able to put things together and win the Super Bowl. So who can be that team that puts things together? Can San Francisco, getting guys healthy, could they be a team that finally put things together? I'm not wild about San Francisco, but it is a team. If they put things together, maybe they can be a player in the NFC. But I think right now it's, you know, two head raised. It's Detroit and Philadelphia. I think Detroit, obviously the best team in the NFC.
Jay, there's one team I want to ask you about, because really it's a team that, you know, up until last night, I hadn't sat down and actually watched anything. The Chargers. Now, the Chiefs beat the Chargers, but that was back in September. But watching that last night, oh, my gosh, they're going to charge her again. And they didn't. How far along do you consider them sort of a sneaky threat here heading to the postseason?
Well, the Chiefs have had their way with them. The Chiefs 19-1 on the road with Patrick Mahomes in the division, which is a crazy number. But yeah, they beat the Chargers earlier this year. Chiefs have won 19 the last 22 against the Chargers. They've had their luck, but it's a different looking Chargers team. Jim Harbaugh has his team very physical. That was the Chiefs' most physical game, in my opinion, was the Chargers in what they can do. But a healthy Justin Herbert, and he's definitely more healthy now than he was when they played the Chiefs, but a dangerous team. I don't think it bode well if they let the Bengals come back on them. And let's face it, the Bengals probably, I know, would have, should have, could have won that game with a couple missed field goals, won that game. But to let the Bengals come back, they were rolling the Bengals, and they look great. Then I'm saying let the Bengals come back in that game. Kind of surprised me, because we're talking about the number one defense in the NFL with points against. But the commitment to the running game and solid defensive play this season and Justin Herbert's accuracy has the Chargers very good. I thought they would be a playoff team before this season started. I definitely think they're a playoff team now. I think they definitely get in. I think they're maybe a year away from, like we say, okay, let's put this team in the upper echelon, or 3 years, the upper tier. It's not this year. Are they a playoff team? Can they win a playoff game this year? Yeah. But I think next year and the year after, they might be turning the corner. But I think the AFC West is a lot better than people thought it was. As we sit right now at the season end, three teams from the AFC West are in the playoffs with the Broncos.
He's Jay Binkley. You can hear him on Odyssey Sports sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. And Jay, the Bills didn't make the mistakes that have haunted them in the past. Josh Allen got the best of the Chiefs, just like he did in 21 and 22 and 23. And we'll know that both of these teams will look different when they meet again. And we're kind of predicting that they will meet again here in January. I guess we're just going to have to see who makes the most decisive plays on that day.
No, I think they'll meet again. I think they're on a collision course, and I think when they do play each other, they keep that in mind. They keep that in mind. All right, let's show them this. Let's show them that. Let's be careful about what we do here and there, because we're going to see this team again, and it's been the way things have gone. And, hey, it's been good luck for the Chiefs to lose to Josh Allen in the regular season, because they've held up the Lombardi at the end of the year. So that's been good luck. So if all the people say, oh, the Chiefs lost to the Bills nationally like they're doing now, oh, you know, the Bills are better than the Chiefs. Well, they beat them twice in the regular season. The Chiefs have held up the Super Bowl trophy at the Lombardi at the end of the year. So be careful. But this is a different-looking Buffalo team, guys. I don't know what it's McDermott, but he called a really, really good team yesterday, except for that timeout, like I said. But he did the right calls at the right time and made the right decisions. And Josh Allen, I said, you know, proved that he's the MVP, in my opinion, in the NFL.
Well, I'll ask you one last question here, Jay. And in response, you may cover some of the same ground, but I'm assuming we're going to see another round of this coming up in January. You're Andy Reid. You're Steve Spagnuolo. You're the coaching staff. What are the adjustments you're making from the Kansas City side next time you face Buffalo?
Well, shoring up the defense. I mean, working on those, you know, the interior passes they were doing. And spying Josh Allen a little bit more. It's, you know, being more athletic on the outside. I think Charles Omenihu, when he sets the edge for the Kansas City Chiefs, makes a huge difference when it comes to getting to someone like Josh Allen. Getting more interior pass rush. The pass rush for the Chiefs was as bad as it's been in about 7 weeks as far as putting pressure on the quarterback from the interior. You want to put that pressure on him up front, then kind of squeeze him in on the outside. So I think those two issues will be big. And I think Kansas City proved that they can run a little bit. And I think the 1-2 combination of Pacheco and Kareem Hunt make a big difference. You know, not only in the passing game to the running backs, but the running game itself in the inside zones. The Chiefs have run more this year than they ever have. But I do think the 1-2 punch of Pacheco and Kareem Hunt going to be pretty dangerous when you go down the stretch.
Jay, it's always great to hear your voice. We appreciate you joining us here in Rochester for a Victory Monday. And we'll talk to you again in January, if not before, I'm sure.
Wait a second. What? Jay.
Yeah.
We have a tradition here, and I want you to kind of experience what we do here in
Rochester.
Oh,
you're finally going to offer me a beer?
Oh, no, we'll offer you a beer. That's
never a problem. Sit back and listen here, Jay.
Well, when I come on, I want a St. Adams Winter Lager. I'd like a shot of bourbon. I mean, what are we doing here?
We're going to be, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go hang out at our home away from home. We'll go to Three Heads Brewing, and we'll get you a proper IPA, double hazy, whatever you're into. We have
I would love the local beer there. I've heard it's very, very good.
Yeah, we'll take care of that. But what Gino is referring to here is our tradition on a Victory Monday of just kicking back and putting our feet up, maybe lighting a cigar, pouring a glass of red wine or bourbon, whatever your choice, or an IPA, and listening to Bruno Martino, some Italian music on the Fan.
Roma non fa la stupida stasera.
How we celebrate here in Rochester.
You know what? You guys celebrate during the regular season. We'll celebrate in February like we usually do.
Your best, Jay. Thanks for the time, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care.
Yeah, Jay's probably like Perino. Like, what the hell is
what
this?
What is this?
Yeah, get out of here. I'm telling you, get with the program. Perino and I are going to have words tomorrow. Get with the program, Perino. Your name ends in a vowel. You should be all about this on a Victory Monday because you're Italian.
All right. I'm calling a meeting here of the sports bar decision makers, meaning me and you, next Monday. Okay. We will be doing a show. Well, of course, we're heading into, you know, Thanksgiving week. I think Bruno Martino makes an appearance too because you won the bye week. Right? We're all going to be in a good mood.
I know Monday. I don't have to twist your arm to hear some Italian classics from Italy.
I try to tell Jay, just listen to this, okay? And you know, women just melt when hearing.
Oh, I'm no doubt that not just after hearing Jay Binkley basically for the last, you know, 10, 15 minutes, it was Bruno Martino that increased the pregnancy rate in Rochester just in the last 5 minutes. Congratulations. Thanks for listening. You're pregnant. We'll get to happy hour next on The Fan. Lots to get to from yesterday's win. It's the bye week. And man, we're ready to celebrate on Friday with you. We'll tell you more about our Friday Football Talk live show from Three Heads Brewing on Atlantic Avenue. A lot to unpack from Jay Binkley, from Mike Catalano, who joined us last hour as well. And of course, we have time for your calls. If you have thoughts on the Bills' win over Kansas City, feel free to reach out at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326. We're also on Elon's Twitter, that's X, at The Fan Rochester. You can reach out to us there. We'll have more for you next for Happy Hour here on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on.
The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.